Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Are we going to start this with empty cups?
Yes.
Cheers to episode 50.
Episode 50, y'all.
Oh my gosh. So of course, we have bubbles to celebrate. Something Allie just had at her house.
No.
Oh, I stopped you stopped? Store.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because I had, like, some stuff, but, like, I think it was, like, a favor from, like, a wedding that Sydney Wade went to, and, like, I, like, asked her if, and I was like, no, I'll just stop. Like, it would have been weird because it would have said, like, their names on it.
Oh, like, so-and-so's wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, that so.
And I had a half bottle of something.
But we wanted here, pink champagne.
But it wasn't pink, so.
It was a champagne?
I don't know what it was in terms of, like, what kind of. It was sparkly.
Okay, but. Well, I got this at the store on Wellington and Sheffield. Like, the South Loop or Southport grocery place.
Wellington and Sheffield. Oh! I'm like, okay, yeah.
That's not in... important to any of you guys, but
I know what place you're talking about. I mean, I've walked by it a million times, but I've never been in.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to say any of this, so okay. This is just it's
pink bubbles.
Yes, so we're gonna pop her. I've done this a billion times, don't worry.
Yay!
You were so scared.
I know. I don't know. I don't love popping champagne bottles. I also am not a huge champagne drinker, also. Not straight like this. Well, yeah, when there's orange juice in it, it's delicious. But when it's just straight by itself, I don't know how much I'll actually have. But.
Yeah.
Well, actual cheers. I cannot believe that we have done this 50 times.
Yeah. That's just wild. So.
Because it started out as just this, like, idea. Like, oh, when you move here, we should start a podcast. And then it was like, okay, no, let's actually start a podcast.
Right.
And then we did it. And now here we are, over a year later.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That's good. It's sweet.
It is sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet. I definitely won't be able to have more than, like, one of these.
Yeah. It is sweet.
Is that not what you were expecting?
Actually, it's pretty good.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad. It's just you have to like, a sweet, bubbly wine.
Yeah. No, I think I do.
Okay.
I think I like that.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I just feel like if I'm drinking this, I should be in, like, a dress.
And I'm wearing sweatpants.
And, yeah. So, they're trousers.
Okay. But. Stop saying that. Tell the world about these pants.
Okay. Did I say that last week?
Offline.
Oh. They're the new, like, they're trousers. They're airy trousers, and they're, like, a mix between, like, a legging and a sweatpant. It's, like, a legging material.
I don't understand how we get legging plus sweatpant and get trouser. Because that's not what a trouser is.
Don't shoot the messenger. That is the name of it online.
Oh, airy is calling them trousers.
A trouser. I wouldn't just call it a trouser.
Where's my cellular device?
I think.
I'm not doubting that that is what Airy calls them, but I don't think that's what a trouser is. Trousers typically have belt loops, a straight leg made of cotton or wool. Like, they're fancier than, like, regular pants.
Okay, I don't know why you're telling me this. Okay.
There's no belt loops on those pants, right?
No.
Okay.
There's pockets, though.
Actual, like, working pockets?
Yeah. Oh. It's a pocket.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. So, anyway.
They're called the Airy Real Me Extra Trouser.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Everybody's, like, obsessed with them. Allie has two colors. Lindsay has two colors.
Leslie has three colors.
Leslie has three colors. Like, goodness gracious. Whatever. Regardless,
my shirt's also Airy, so Airy, sponsor me. I wear this sweater so much, like, every time I wash it, I put it back on because it's so comfy. And I was like, oh, wait, I can wear it on the pod tonight because the episode that we lost was when I was wearing
that sweater.
This.
Yeah. That's true.
So.
That's funny. Anyways. Yeah, maybe we should have dressed up for the occasion, but.
No.
This is what we do.
It's been a long week, and it's been just a lot of things this week. I would like to just not dress up today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I feel like we should, or should we, start doing, like, what we're, like, this top is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, OOTD.
Yes, exactly.
So, my top's from Aerie, my sports bra's Aerie, my pants are Aerie, my socks are Hanes.
I don't know what my socks are. Sorry, you're not done. Oh, she's not done, y'all. Okay.
Earrings, I don't know. Ring, fake Cartier, and Pandora, and permanent bracelet. We won't actually do jewelry. I was just joking.
Okay. I don't know that we actually will do this going forward, but my top is Athleta. My bra is...
Wait. Oh.
What?
I have like an army green. Never mind.
Yeah, I love this sweatshirt. My bra is Soma, which is my like favorite place to get bras. My pants are Old Navy. These are what I bought the other day to get me to...
Are they comfy?
Yeah, they're really comfy. I really like them. I think every other time I've probably looked at the price and been like, but I was like, it bumped me up to the next Old Navy cash. And so essentially they were $10. Girl math. Yeah. The pants.
Well, when we were there the other day, so I
literally... Yeah, that's when I got them.
I know. I got like, I want to say, like, 5 different shirts, mm-hmm. pajama shorts, and a skirt for, like, $130.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a jacket. I got that jacket, too. That, like, cropped jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Jacket.
It's cute.
So.
I would have nowhere to wear that, but it was cute on you. And what do you have mean? Places to wear it. Like, I don't go to work, so I don't, like, wear clothes like that. Like, I don't know where I would wear that.
Oh. Okay.
But I also bought 2 things at Old Navy that I don't know where I'm going to wear them either. I bought... that sparkly skirt that we all bought. Mm-hmm. Me and Mom and Allie got the same skirt. And then I got the black sparkly dress version, which I have no idea where I'm going to wear that.
And what are you doing for New Year's? Are you doing anything?
I don't know. Do you have New Year's plans?
I'm working.
Oh, a wedding. A New Year's wedding. I always wanted to go to a New Year's wedding.
I always wanted to go to a New Year's wedding.
I wouldn't want it to be my wedding.
I'm, like, excited because I feel like it'll be, like, a different, like, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Which it'll be fun, I think.
Dang. You're working, like, through midnight?
No, actually. Oh. I'll be done before midnight. So I was thinking if, like, Mom, like, just, like, had people over, like, I could just come over after work. Because, like, at that point, like, I'm not going to go to, like, some... Like, if I was going to celebrate New Year's, like, I hate it so much that I would... pay to, like, go to, like, a big thing instead of, like, a bar crawl or, like, a bar, like, I would be, like, okay,
let's go. The open bar tabs are just not worth it.
Like, let's go to, like, the Drake or the, like, no. like pay, like, $100+ and, like, get an open, like, you know, mm-hmm. do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, since I will be working, yeah, I would rather just, like, because I want to be, like, oh, like, midnight, but, like, I don't want to be, like,
whatever. Well, last year we did that on the 30th. Remember that? We had, like, fake New Year's at Mom.
That was stupid.
Well, it was the Saturday. I don't know. I would definitely be down to just hang out at Mom's also. And then, like, because I don't want to pay for a babysitter and go out. And, like, I just don't.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. New Year's is not worth it. Like, I would rather do that for something else.
Agreed.
You know? And it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So...
Ooh, that black sparkly dress could be kind of cool for Lindsay's bachelorette on, like, one of the nights.
Well, I said to Mom, I said it could possibly be, unless Lindsay gives me a specific color to wear, it could be an option for the wedding.
Mm, that's true.
It's not very summery, but I think it goes with the vibe she was talking about when she was kind of describing what she was thinking for attire. But I don't know if she's going to ask me to wear a specific color for a family photo or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yes, it could be good for her bachelorette for like the black, if there's like a black night.
Yeah.
Is that
there's
the plan?
Not.
Oh, there's not.
But there's like a denim and diamonds, so you could probably like, no, you would need to be in like silver.
Yeah, it doesn't really go.
I could wear that button-up shirt that I got with, like, the diamonds on it, like, little rhinestones mm-hmm. on it with, like, my cowboy boots and, like, a jean skirt. That'd be really cute.
I need to figure out where the hell my cowboy boots are before this trip.
Well, okay, so I got those ones for my Hannah Montana costume, but they're not comfortable.
And they're also white.
I love a white boot.
Oh, I feel like you kind of, you're supposed to avoid white when you're not the bride.
Correct. Anyways.
Because the sequin, black sequin dress I got at Old Navy, they had it in like the cream and it ended up being an ombre on the bottom and I didn't like the way that looked. Weird. It was weird. But if it had been the all cream, it would have been cute. But then mom, I was like, that's borderline. I feel like I can't wear that to a wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like it's too close to like a cream.
Yeah.
I would feel uncomfortable. So, I don't even remember what else I bought. Well, I bought Lila a dress for our family photos next week, which I'm really excited about. And then I definitely got more than that, but now I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. It was kind of like an in and out trip.
Mm. Yeah, because we like couldn't leave till Lila would go from her nap, and then mom had to like rush home.
Had to pick up Parker from work.
He hurt his knee. He like can't walk.
He can walk.
Okay. It hurts. Anyways, I feel like we just went hippity hop from one thing to the next.
Yeah, okay, let's go back to our weekend.
Yes, so we had a slumber party. We had a slumber party weekend at mom's while she was gone.
It was really fun.
It was nice. I mean, we recorded mid the weekend, so we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
But it was nice. I feel like I did a lot of relaxing because we just like kind of chilled.
Yeah.
I didn't do much, and that was, I'm not usually really good at that. I feel like that's the nice thing about being somewhere else that's not your own house is that like it forces you to relax. You're not like looking at the piles of laundry or like thinking about what you could clean. So that was really nice.
Yeah, definitely. And the show we watched was Dr. Odyssey.
Yes.
Which is cute. I think we talked about it. It would have been out by now, like the episode. But yeah, it's cute. The finale's tonight, but I don't know if it comes out like.
I know. I said when I texted you about watching the finale tonight, I didn't realize that like it's one of those shows that's on actual TV. So it's not going to be probably on Hulu until tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out another time to watch it. But.
Yeah, super cute. And then. I had a wedding on Sunday. Yeah, and then, unfortunately, really bad at talking about stuff like this.
That's okay. Just quick, in and out.
Yeah, my family dog at home at my dad's house, they had to put him down on Monday morning. He was just, like, really sick and, like, he's old, so he had a good life, but... Yeah.
He was almost 13, and he was a big dog, so he...
Yeah, and he was, like, really thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had Addison's disease, so there was that, but then, like, it was, like, a mass on his liver that they found over the weekend, and so it was just, like, he was really sick, so,
Sweet Kobe.
Yeah, so, rest in peace, Kobe. But yeah, it's just been kind of, like, a weird week, like, there's been, like, a lot of change in the weather here, like...
Yeah, we had our first snow today, so it's officially winter.
Officially winter. It was, like, a good snow, though, because it wasn't, like, super cold, like, it was windy, but... It was just, like, pretty.
The snow is beautiful, and I love snow. The problem is that it's already starting to get warmer out, and it's all melting. Yeah. So it's going to be gone by tomorrow.
The only plus of that is, like, when you have a car, it's kind of nice, because then it's, like,
okay, you're not worried about it.
Yeah. I don't have to, like...
Deal with it, yeah.
Although I did drive here, because I was just, like, I'm not paying for an Uber, so...
Yeah. I don't really have, like, a...
Even though I already reloaded my thing, so I've already paid, like, $20 for parking.
Wait, the parking's that expensive?
Well, when I reload my card, it reloads.
Oh, yeah, but you're not going to spend all of that on tonight.
It's like $10 usually.
Okay.
Which is like
so it's like one Uber, yeah.
This weekend will be fun.
Okay, before you skipped Tuesday. Should we talk about Dancing with the Stars
before we get to this weekend? Oh, yeah, we didn't watch it together.
We didn't watch it together. So there was a little bit of back and forth via text, but not much. Overall, great night, as you expect, in the semifinals.
But what the fuck is the point of semifinals if you're not going to send someone home? Like, I get, like, last season was, like, okay, whatever. But, like, this, like, five people in the finals is outrageous. That's a three-hour finale.
It's going to be 3 hours?
Yes. They said it's going to be three hours.
Oh, Jesus.
So, what the fuck?
I was just thinking if I wanted to sleep at mom's instead of, like, come home. 3 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the fucking night.
Oh,
yeah. So...
Did you see on Amazon, though, mom bought, like, a bunch of disco ball stuff? She's so cute.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm sad that a lot of my friends can't come, but Leslie's going to come.
Yeah. It is weird. So, I think we've mentioned that we're having a Dancing with the Stars finale party at mom's. Because sometimes Allie watches with her friends. Sometimes Lindsay watches
with
her friends.
That was the first time I watched with my friends this season.
You watched one other time over there.
Oh.
And then one time your friends came to us.
Yeah.
But we decided, like, for the finale, let's, like, all get together and invite whoever, bring your friends. Mm-hmm. But because it's the day before, or the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, yeah, a lot of Allie's friends that don't live in the Chicagoland area are already going to be home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I actually saw, like, my Instagram fed me a girl in college that was, like, saying goodbye to your college roommate when you realize you're not going to get to watch the Dancing with the Stars finale together. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like they could have waited a week. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. We'll have our, like, reactions, like, on our story.
That would have already happened by the time this episode goes live, though. Like, this episode won't go live until Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So it won't matter. It will already be over. It will have happened. Woo!
Okay. For my final prediction, like I've said, Joey and Jenna won for sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too.
It'd be really awkward if they didn't.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Yeah, it's okay. I just really...
It was $13.
I needed a drink after today, so... Mm. It's what it is. Okay, so going into this weekend...
So I work tomorrow morning, which no one cares about. But
early, but that means you're done at, like, 3.
Right? No, but... So I'm done really early tomorrow. Oh. I'm done at, like, 12:30.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so you're going to take a nice nap.
That was me napping.
That was her taking a nap.
I don't
have that. I mean, I have swim class, like I do every Friday, and then, you know, just regular Friday stuff. And then Sam and I are seeing a show tomorrow night.
Oh, fun. What are you seeing?
It's called A Beautiful Noise, and it's, do you know who Neil Diamond is? Let me rephrase this. You know the song Sweet Caroline? Mm-hmm. The singer, Neil Diamond. It's a musical that's, like, it's a jukebox musical. It's all of his songs. And the only one I know is Sweet Caroline. So.
Fun!
I'm really actually not that excited.
I hope you have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to Cortino, which I talked about before. Fire Flame. Good-ass Italian food. Although, it's like, shit my brains out Italian food. Like, it's like
rough the next day.
Yeah, like, it's, like, rough. Like, you're just, like, bleh. Like, it's just, like, really heavy. But, yeah, I'm going to have lots of drinky poos tomorrow with the friendy girls.
So, when you guys do something like that, will you get, like, a bottle of wine? I mean, or more than one? With that,
yeah, we usually have multiple bottles at the table. So, we've done this a couple of times where we go to Cortino, because Cortino is, like, a restaurant in Chicago that's, like, good for, like, big groups because it's a lot of shareable stuff.
Okay.
And, like... I don't know. It's just good. We just, like, really enjoy going there. Okay. And, yeah, some people drink red, some people drink white, so we kind of split it. Some people drink cocktails, some people don't drink wine at all, so it's just, like, kind of like that. And then we always, like, go somewhere else for cocktails and stuff. But we're kind of making it our, like, Friendsgiving in quotations type thing, because obviously, like, well, I personally didn't want to do, like, a whole Friendsgiving because, like, I do a holiday party, obviously, yeah, and then, like, I'm having the family over on Sunday, so I'm already, like, making stuff for that, and so I didn't want to, like, overdo it.
Yeah. And if, I mean, if nobody wants to host and do it that way, then, like, you know, you can do it as a dinner. I feel like it's still the sentiment of it, mm-hmm, so.
And it's honestly, like, pretty affordable, too, and what we did last time during in the summer, which we're doing tomorrow too, is we go to Chicago Winery first. Mm. So we, like, get a table there and just, like, drink wine, have, like, a pregame drink kind of, and then we just walk over to Cortino, which I don't know if we're going to walk over to Cortino tomorrow, but...
It's not going to be as cold, and the snow and rain is going to be done tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So that's the plan.
Fun. And then
Saturday,
we're going to see Wicked finally. I'm not going to lie. I am a little mad that, like, we could have gotten tickets for literally yesterday or today. Like, some theaters had tickets yesterday.
I know.
And then, or we could have gone tonight. But then I also reminded myself that, like, weeknights, I'm exhausted. And, like, it's exhausting.
Like, we literally have dedicated Saturday. Like, I have... No other plans besides seeing Wicked Saturday.
Right, we're going to brunch, and then we're going to see Wicked.
Yeah, like, it's Wicked. I am so excited. We will definitely, you've already seen it, but we're going to obviously post, like.
We have to.
Yeah. Like, I. Oh.
Yeah. Wait, so what did you decide? Did you keep that sweatshirt from Target, or are you going to wear something else?
Okay. No, I'm wearing the sweatshirt.
Okay.
With my trousers.
Her trousers, y'all. Her trousers.
With my trousers. And then Sunday, I'm having a little fall family party, which is now, like, winter, because I have my Christmas tree up and everything. But I, like, said a couple episodes ago how I just, like, wanted to, like, do something where I, like, had everyone over, and I was, like...
Because we've never, like, hung out as a family at Allie's house.
Yeah, and it worked out because City Wade and Johnny are in New York this weekend having a little romantic getaway. You know, it's going to be kind of just chill, and I'm going to make chili.
Yum.
In my crock pot. And I'm going to make a charcuterie board, and I'm going to make cookies, and I'm going to make this drink that... So I went to an event yesterday at, like, one of the hotels that we work with a lot for, like, room blocks, and they had this drink, and it was called Chicago Fireside, and I was like, ooh, this is, like, really tasty, and it's, like, spice rum, fireball, cranberry, like, peach puree, and, like, lemon, and, oh my gosh, it just tasted, like...
Fall.
Yeah. Like, it was a little spicy, like, you know, it was just good. So I'm going to make that little football. I'm just excited to host because, like, my apartment's so cute. And I just want people to see it. So,
fun.
Just the fam.
I feel like most of the fam is coming.
Yeah. So, it'll be a jam-packed weekend.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend.
But, thankfully, like, Thanksgiving weekend is kind of chill. Although, I'm working the wedding on... I'm running the wedding on December 1st.
I know. I'm still trying to talk you into going to that Broadway thing on Friday night.
I know, but that would mean I have to leave...
The burbs. I know. On Friday. And if you're not planning to do that and you want to stay till Saturday, like, that's fine.
Oh, I'm doing the turkey trot.
On what day? On Thursday.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay, fun.
Doing the turkey trot. My goal is for a 35-minute 5K this time.
Is it downtown Naperville? Where is it?
I don't know. It's, like, North Central.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I, like, running's been hard because, like, when we were staying at mom's, like, I did the treadmill. And, like, I just don't, like, if I'm going to run, like, I want to be outside.
Yeah, it's going
to It's also so much easier to run on the treadmill. Like, I feel like I can run so much farther because, mm-hmm. like, I'm not going up hills. I'm not going, like, in weird, so it's, like.
Yeah, it is easier. It's easier physically, it's harder mentally.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll see. I really, really want to push myself to do the Shamrock Shuffle in March, but that means I really need to push myself to...
run in the winter, mm-hmm. when it's cold.
Right. So, but another news. Sorry, I just realized I have, like, so many things.
Wow,
another
keep going.
I have a new Cloud9 client.
Ooh, cheers. So that's number 6 or 7?
Six?
Okay.
Five?
No. You already told me you hit 5.
No, but I had intro calls with 2 people and I hadn't heard back from them, so I think one of them went with someone else and the other one was the one that Sam met that I think that her wedding's not for a really long time, so I don't think they're really focusing on it right now, but like I might hear from her, but officially 5. But so, and I just recently talked to...
When is that wedding?
That one's August 8th of next year.
That's the weekend we were going to do our thing.
On August 8th?
Is that the Friday?
Yeah.
No, the 9th, but...
It's fine.
Do you really... Okay. It's a lot in one weekend.
I will be completely fine.
Okay.
At that point, I'll have an assistant.
Oh, an assistant.
I will. Because I want someone to help me so I don't have to be there all the whole time. Okay. Yeah. It's a Friday.
Okay. Yeah. The plan is that Saturday.
Okay.
The 9th.
Okay.
The only reason I haven't, like, officially booked it is I haven't gone to look at mom's inside space, the new redone, just to confirm that I'm cool with it. Like, the inside of mom's mezzanine deck They redid it. Oh. And that's where I want to, that's what I want to book. Now, if the weather's nice, we'll use the outside. But I want the inside to be cute. I want to make sure I like the inside before I book it.
Yeah. But that's I'm just going to put August 9th, like...
in your calendar.
Are we talking about that?
About what?
That event?
Yeah, but not. It's not, like, official. We'll share... We've said that we're going to do something next year. I think we talked about it. Yes, we definitely did, because I said that I felt bad that I dropped the ball this year. We said we were going to do an in-person thing, and I dropped the ball, and that next year... we're definitely going to do a thing. I'm going to do it for my business during the day, and then we're going to do something in the evening for special for listeners.
Yeah.
So that will be info coming soon.
Yeah, and keep an eye. Like, I feel like let's put something on the story to see, like, who would come to, some, like, an in-person recording, like, just to see.
Yeah, we haven't figured out if we're going to do a recording or if just we're gonna literally do a just going to, like,
hang out. Because I know you all want to hang out with me.
Shut up. I just think it's fun to put faces and names.
No, I think all
and,
of
like,
your followers
people.
Want to hang out with me. So.
Okay, Allie. This room is not big enough for your ego.
Oh! Did it bang? I don't know what I just did, but... okay, I'm moving on. So, we had three things, two of them from Leslie. Love you. But one from...
you also posted on the story, like, just a couple hours ago, so, like...
no, I posted 8 hours ago. Y'all can fucking come up with a question in 8 hours.
Wow.
I don't... You guys don't need 24 hours.
That was harsh.
I'm just sick of it. Okay. How has your relationship changed now that you are in the same city?
Oh.
Drastically.
Yeah. And so part of me wonders... yes, drastically. I agree. Is it, how much of it is us living in the same city?
For the better, not for the worse. People are probably like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. For good? What do you say?
Ew, you're literally that meme right now. I put it on our story.
I saw.
When you think you're like, but you're like,
every time I'm editing, we laugh. I'm like, oh, cringe.
My laugh is brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's like, it's bad. Oh, God.
No, but mine's bad, too. Okay, anyway, how much of our relationship getting better in the last, let's call it 2 years, is because we live in the same city, and how much of it is us finally being in the same phase of life?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, up until you graduating college, we were always... like, at very different points in our lives. And 9 years is a big gap when one person is in college and one's still in middle school. And then when one person's in high school and one is an adult, like, out of college. And then one's in college. You know what I mean? Like, we were always not in the same phase.
No,
and
totally.
Even though I'm, like, married and I was pregnant, we were both, like, finally out of college, like, living as adults.
Yeah.
So I think regardless of where I lived... we still, I think, would have gotten closer after you graduated college. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I think the living in the same city, I mean, we see each other, like, multiple times a week.
Yeah. And I feel like with not being in the same city, like I do think that, like, right now, if you still lived in New York, like, I would probably go out there, like, a ton more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be, like, because obviously I went, like, after I turned 21, but, like...
it was a rough trip.
And...
right, it would be way more fun. You'd come visit. We'd go do things.
Right,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, Parker came to visit us after college, like, once a year.
Right. So, I feel like now, obviously, we have so much that we can relate to now. Mm-hmm. Relate, or, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, And lifestyle's just been different, too, because, like, when you weren't here, like, mom and I would always, like, kiki.
I'm sorry, you would what? What?
Okay, so I started using the word kiki.
You don't know what a kiki is?
Like a kiki.
Allie.
No, it's literally a saying that people are saying now. Like, when you're hanging out with people, you're kikiing.
It's a drag thing.
Oh, slay.
Yeah, that's what I was... okay. Yeah. Let's have a kiki.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
it's
like,
a drag thing.
But, like, I've heard it as, like, also, like, a verb.
Maybe people are, okay.
Like,
a noun.
Like, you're kikiing.
Okay, I have not heard that.
So, anyways, shout out to Priscelle, my coworker, because she says it. But, anyways.
So, you and mom would hang out.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like all three of us hang out.
Yeah, really, it's all four of us most of the time because Lila's always the
gosh, that girl has no idea what she's getting herself into. I feel like I say that every. I said that last week, I think.
Yeah.
Like, she is in for a wild ride. She has some of the greatest women ever.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Hold on. No. I was also going to add that I feel like our relationship.
I've refilled this, like, multiple times.
Okay, maybe you can leave your car here. Or just hang out for a bit.
No, I'll just wait for a bit.
I feel like after having Lila, like, it's also you want to see her. And so, like, you make a priority and an effort. Like, I don't know if, you know, when you have a Monday off of work and you come over, like, if Lila wasn't here, I don't think you would do that. Like, I think you would just enjoy your day off. You're not going to just, like, come hang out at my house on your day off of work.
Yeah, but I also think there's times where, like, especially in the summer where, like, you mom and I would, like, go to dinner or, like, go do something, like, without Lila. And that was because I
agree. I think we do. I just think that we see each other more also because I think you make an effort because to come see Lila.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. But even if Lila, like, wasn't here, like, I would still do the slumber party over the weekend.
At mom's house. Yeah. No, yeah, we probably still would have done that.
Yeah. But.
Okay. Anyway. The short answer is much better.
Yeah, we're chill. Okay. Leslie wants some inspo on holiday fashion. Holiday fits. Leslie, you are literally such a fashionista.
I know. Leslie, this is the episode that got lost.
This is a question for you.
Was also you put something about fashion. We are not. Did you not listen to our OOTDs earlier? Allie's all head to toe airy. Like, we don't.
Okay,
we're
but
not
like
fashion.
I tried. Like, I can be. I look cute.
Yes, but I wouldn't call us fashionistas.
No, but like Leslie's a fashionista. So, this is not a sponsor, but I recently started using Nuuly. Okay, wait. Let me answer this for you first, Leslie. I feel like something that I'm excited, that I feel like was a trend, but is kind of like more of a trend this year, is like the long midi skirts.
Yeah, there was a lot of those at Old Navy.
So, like, I have like a like black silk one, and then I reset at Nordstrom Rack. I haven't worn it yet, but that like cream silk one.
Oh, yeah.
And wearing it with, like, an oversized sweater. Mm-hmm. So cute. With, like, a boot. I haven't worn it. But I'm stupid because I purposely got, like, the oversized cream sweater.
You already
sweater.
Told me. They're both cream. And how are you going to possibly wear them together?
Okay.
But also, she said holiday fashion. That little skirt from Old Navy. That sparkly skirt. Literally, Mom and Allie and I all have fairly different body types. And it looked cute on all of us, so.
Okay, but wait till you see my holiday party dress.
Oh, so you're not going to wear that skirt to the holiday party. Oh, that's cute.
Okay, so this is Nuuly. So Nuuly is basically, it's going to sound like it's a fucking ad, but it's not. Nuuly is basically like a subscription, like Fashion Pass or like something like that, where you pay monthly and then you pick like 6 items and they send them to you and you have those items for that month and then you send it back.
Oh, I used to do that with Rent the Runway.
Yeah, like Rent the Runway. So, but
Rent the Runway, once they started doing regular clothes, I did it for work clothes. I only canceled it because COVID and I didn't go to work anymore.
Yeah, so like I thought this would be like a good time to like try it out because like I have a lot of like stuff coming up. And so I literally got, like, everything I got was, like, at least $200 retail price, but I got, like, all 6 of them. So, like, this dress is, like, a $200 dress, but,
right.
And then I got, like a jacket. Like, how cute is that jacket? You know what I mean?
Do you have to send them all back at the same time? Is it, like,
yeah.
Okay, so Rent the Runway was not like that, which I loved because it was, like, you could do one at a time.
Oh, you could send it back and then get something different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other big perk of Rent the Runway is that they had a physical location in New York that I could go drop stuff off. And then my account would immediately register, like, that I was able to order something new.
That's really nice.
So that's why it was worth it to me, is that I would get, like, mostly work clothes. And then if I had a special event, I would get my special event dress. And then I would return them, mm-hmm. and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm, like, curious to see how it goes, because, like, I don't usually have a ton of luck with online shopping, just because, like, I feel like with my mm-hmm. body type, I do need to try things on, but The reviews are nice, so we should see. But you also, like, fill out, like, your body type and your height and stuff. Yeah. So, whatever. But, yeah, I'm excited about that.
I feel like if you go to work or you wear regular clothes regularly, those things are really cool. Like, yeah. I personally wouldn't have a use for it right now, but right.
Yeah.
Because I would need 6 items. Maybe I need 1 or 2 when I have, like, a special event.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
I also think they're really great. What I also liked it for too is I was in the phase of losing weight, and so my size was like going down, but it wasn't necessarily like I was ready to buy new clothes, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so you can kind of start to get the next size down without buying a whole new wardrobe. Mm. And so that was really nice too.
Yeah. Nuuly is like $98 a month.
Okay. I think I paid like $120 for Rent the Runway. Yeah.
But, like, that dress was, like, but then, like, I also grabbed, like, an Anthropologie dress that's, like, a $400 dress, so.
For something specific or just
because? Well, I think it's kind of, like, a backup.
Oh, okay.
But, and, like, I got this, like, really cute jumpsuit, you know.
Just, when is it arriving?
I think it's supposed to come today. I don't know. TBD.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, fashion's not really our expertise, so.
But she also said nail and spa.
Okay, well, I have stopped getting my nails done temporarily. Just, like, in an effort with the house and everything. We're like, where can we save here and there? Like, where can we cut totally. Back? And so I use a system called Dazzle Dry, which I absolutely love.
Also not an ad, but no, guys. But,
oh my gosh, I talk about Dazzle Dry all the time. Like, and they followed me back on Instagram. And, like, I'm like, excuse me. Even if it was just, like, free product, like, sign me up. So I don't remember the name of the color I have on right now, but I tomorrow am going to paint them, like, a dark green for Wicked. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
But the other thing I love about Dazzle Dry, and talk about one of the perks of living in Chicago, so one of my best friends, Brooke, also loves Dazzle Dry, and we, like, swap colors.
Oh, cute.
So we have, so nerdy, but we have a spreadsheet of all of our Dazzle Dry colors and, like, whose house they're at. And so we can be like, oh, you know, I need a color that looks like this, and...
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I have navy blue on currently, Leslie. I know that you have, like, a cherry red on because I saw you the other day. Cherry...
It's early for cherry red.
No, it's not. Like, yeah. A maroon.
Oh. Okay. Cherry red to me is, like...
Oh, sorry. Cherry red. Yeah. Cherry red's, like, red. I meant, like, a...
Like a maroon.
Like a cherry cola.
Okay. Cherry red is, like, December.
I would love to be the person that names nail colors. Like, oh, my God,
yes.
Like... But I also feel like I would have, like, a creative, like, clusterfuck. Like, I would never be able to think of anything. Dude, that... So, I've been trying to figure out a word for something that, like... When you want to be creative, but, like, you can't fucking think of anything, it's a creative clusterfuck.
Just creative block?
Creative clusterfuck. Anyways, so hers is, like, I love the maroon right now. I usually, around Halloween, I always do the black French tip, which I already did. Yeah. But
you said before, you typically alternate between, like, a color and a French tip based on the length of your nails.
But my nails were, like, really long after that French tip, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to cut them and go square. So currently they're square. They're usually not.
Yeah, I just feel like going into December, it's for me, it's either, like, something sparkly or red, like holiday red.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do, like, holiday red when I go in December. Yeah. The thing is with nails is, like, I go somewhere where I like, don't do any, like, crazy designs usually unless mm-hmm. I have, like, an event and I, like, request someone. It's my birthday or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I know, like, Sydney Wade just did, like, red French tips and she has, like, a white bow on her ring finger, which is super cute. She always does really cute stuff. So, honestly, Leslie, you also are probably better at the nail inspo. So, maybe... Just take your own advice, but I love you.
Thanks for submitting things for our question box. I also just feel like sometimes I will scroll, like, I will search nails on Instagram and scroll what's trending.
See, I do Pinterest for that, so.
Yeah, I know. Was this offline that we talked about this?
No, we talked about this on the pod about how I, like, still actively use Pinterest. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Pinterest, I... have officially started planning my styled shoot.
Oh, yeah.
For my business. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's basically, like, there's two types of style shoots where there's, like, a ticketed event where, like, people can buy tickets and, like, take photos of, like, basically, like, a fake wedding. Or it's, like, something that you just, like, set up with a couple of vendors and, like, you just kind of promote it for your personal brand, which is what I'm doing. So,
It's essentially the wedding version of, like, a branding shoot, kind of.
Correct.
Because, yeah. Like, yeah.
So I have, like, amazing photographer Emma Varley, who's doing Lindsay and Andrew's wedding, which we, like, we got coffee and we, like, talked about it and stuff. So she's just, like, the sweetest person ever. And so, yeah, underway, we have a videographer. We have, I'm still kind of toying with the venue because I really want, like, an Italy, like, garden vibe. But, like, I don't want to, like, you know, I don't know. But, and then the florist is going to be my old coworker from my first job, so, who also started her own business, so, Plum and Peony Floral, so.
So fun.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's so fun to just, like, do things how I want to do them. So, yeah, Italy and Chicago is the inspo.
What are you aiming for on a timeline standpoint?
I'd like to do it, like, maybe, like, late May, early June.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's got a while.
I would love, like, a nice, like, spring day. But we're going to thrift a lot of the, like, place settings. So, like, me and Emma are going to, like, make a day out of it and, like, go to a lot of thrift stores and, like, get, like, cool glassware and, like, stuff like that. So
I don't even know where there are thrift stores.
Yeah, but people who thrift do, and I don't. But okay. She does, so.
Okay.
She knows. But, yeah.
Fun. It was a lot of things that you just, like, rambled off.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
I'm out of it. I'm out. I'm tapped out today. My day is done.
You have nothing else to share?
I have nothing else to share. I'm very exhausted, and I actually still have one work thing I have to finish tonight, which I'm going to bribe myself with an old-fashioned. I'm going to make a nice old-fashioned. I'm going to sit there and sip it while I do this one work thing that I have to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really unfortunate that I didn't get to it earlier, but there was this whole fiasco with, I don't actually think I've ever said this on a video or a pod or anywhere, but my dad and stepmom actually bought a place here in Chicago, not too far from where we live now, which we're obviously moving, but they have always wanted or planned to kind of snowbird and have like a city condo when they retired. It went from like New York to like, they talked about Denver at some point, and then they decided on Chicago. I just didn't think they were going to be buying a place like this soon.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, pretty quick. Like, oh. It was, like, just, like, I don't even have to be there. Like, I'm done.
So. Yeah, they just, like, picked. Yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. But they love it. They have no regrets whatsoever. But they, every time they have delivery, their dorm man is not the greatest. And
okay. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
I have a lot of opinions, and I'm just gonna... Hold on.
Oh, yikes.
It's been a long week. I've drank, like, every day this week, and I'm not ashamed about it. I don't really care.
I saw on Instagram that was like, if people were honest with doctors and they ask you how much you drink, you drink
out. Well, like, me and Lincoln, when we did my goals, it was like, okay. First, it was 2 days a week. And then I was like, wait, we drink every time on the pod.
She so kept, like, breaking it. And so
I didn't actually keep breaking it. I just was like, I broke it like twice the whole month. But it was like,
you knew stuff was coming up.
Right. And I was just like, okay, it's Halloween. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is just not realistic for someone who's 24. Like,
yes. And so we talked about upping it to 3 times a week. And then I was like, well, but if one of those is the pod, what if you do 2 plus the pod? So the pod doesn't count.
And if I don't drink on the pod, I don't get to, like,
have a third
roll
day.
Over. Right. But, you know, my this dog weekend. Died. And
it's been a week. Anyway.
And I just working, like, ugh.
Okay. Talk about your high-rise.
Okay. Man. So here's the thing. Is I understand totally, like, the safety and, like, somewhat the convenience of, like, living in a high-rise, living in a building. However, there are so many freaking cons about living in a building. Like, for example, I think about, okay, when I order my Taco Bell at 2 a.m., do I really want the doorman to judge me getting my Taco Bell?
Okay, that is a dumb example. I understand what you're saying, and then
but the door that's people, not a like, con. Door people just being annoying, door, like, going down, having to go all the way down to get your delivery or deal with, like, the delivery coming up or, like... I think about all the time, like, bringing my groceries up. Like, that would be fucking awful. And then, like, I don't know. Just with guests, it's really annoying. Like, being like, oh, like.
It is. It is annoying with guests. I don't disagree with you there. That would not have changed the delivery fiasco that I had to deal with at my dad's today. I'm saying the doorman, I don't understand why the doorman couldn't have used his key to open and allow them to put the chair that was getting delivered in the unit. I don't understand why I had to walk there in the snow to open the door with my key. That's what I didn't understand. But the doorman can't accept deliveries. And that was annoying to me. Like, that is the benefit of living in a doorman's building, is that he could let them in. And then I didn't have to go and be there, but he wouldn't allow them to do that. I had to let them in.
Yeah.
And then the delivery window was 2 to 4, and I get a text at 1:15 saying that they're going to be there in 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, Lila's literally asleep. Mom's not here. Sam's working. And I'm like, I cannot be there in 5 to 10 minutes, even if I walked at lightning speed. Let alone, I can't leave my sleeping child here. Like, I was like, oh, it was such a fiasco.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, it was just a thing. And that the work, I was supposed to do my work thing in that window before Lila got up from her nap. And I did not.
Mm.
And then I was going to try to do it after she woke up. That's why my laptop is out there on the dining room table. And it didn't happen either.
Mm.
So.
It's okay.
So that's what I need to finish tonight.
That's okay.
It's because I'm doing Black Friday tomorrow for my business. I'm doing a Black Friday sale. And I need to finish the emails that are going to go out for the weekend.
Got it.
So.
Okay. Well.
We've probably done enough.
But before we end this video, or this podcast, episode. We obviously, you will not hear from us for a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah. We've said this before, but to reiterate, we're taking a little bit of a break.
Yes.
To enjoy the holidays.
Enjoy the holidays.
Get our rebrand together.
Yes. And, like, by rebrand, we don't mean that we're, like, you know what? Never mind.
I mean, I guess, yeah, it's not that serious of a rebrand. It's not that deep. It's really just some, like, small tweaks.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know, we just still have to decide because are we going to do that and record a couple of episodes and then literally pick up and move because we're going to be at the new house. Although we could set up at the new house. No, because I don't want the stuff is there.
I was going to suggest that.
Well, it depends on where they're at in the, like, I don't want the chairs to be there and then they, like, the carpet guy comes in.
Oh, are you going to get hardwood down there?
No, but I'm replacing the carpet down there.
Mm. Well,
but we could probably throw it in the.
Well, we can also, like, it's not that deep if we literally record somewhere else for the time being. Like,
we can record here. I just meant, like, would it be more fun if we were in our new space when we.
Well, let's play it by ear. Next video might be in a new space.
Might not. TBD.
It would be kind of really cool if we just waited, actually.
Right. We just have to decide if we can still start in January or we wait until we move.
Because you were thinking late January when you would move officially.
Mm-hmm. But.
But you also, you don't know if, like, you might actually be able to get into the basement by.
Yeah, well, we can get into the apartment when we close in a couple weeks. But it's when the carpets are going to be done is when I, but my, actually it's the paint because we can't hang anything.
So we don't need to hang anything.
Okay, we could potentially be in the new space. Would these fit in Mom's car? Just carry them. Just walk down to
Dude,
big cheers. He does a video of us like,
oh my God. Here's the thing. Here's all I'm going to tell you guys is be on the lookout because we're going to be posting some TikToks on our break, I think. And we're going to just kind of like get you guys excited for the rebrand. We've honestly like, we say it's like not that big of a deal, but like we are doing like a fair amount of changes. So
yeah, I'm excited.
But
it's just, yeah, I wish the location move lined up a little bit nicer, but we could make the break longer and wait till we're in the new house. I mean, we can decide later.
Yeah, we can just see, but we will be back. Do not fret.
Thank you for being with us for 50 episodes.
50 effing episodes. Honestly, a really fun thing would be if you guys could like comment if you have been listening since the beginning, like comment like what's been like your favorite episode that you've listened to, whether it was like one of the topic ones that we did or just like one that were like this where we're just being stupid.
Yeah, or just your favorite, yeah, stupid moment of ours that we were, that made you
we
laugh.
We had one episode that got so many views. It must have been really funny.
Well, there was one, the one we had Lila with us got like so many views.
Yeah, so I guess we just... I can't wait till Lila, like, can, like, actively, like, talk and, like, be, like, a human. And then we can, like, just sit her in the middle, like, in a high chair and just be like, so, like,
how's Taker today?
How's your life? She's like, what? Like, what is going on? But, and I know we did talk about, like, wanting to have, like, guests on the pod more. And, like, hopefully when we, like, figure out the space and, like, have a little bit more space, we can incorporate that more. But...
yeah, yes, get in-person guests like Mom and Lindsay, like, in a space, but then also somehow setting up like Zooms with like other sisters, sisters like us.
That's so funny.
And
it's like the name of our podcast.
Oh my god, it's so clever. Those would be fun too.
Yeah,
like I know a handful of sisters that are
I do too.
Big age gap. So
Kaylee and her sister are 10 years apart.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is she the baby or the older one?
Older one.
Okay, well, so that means her sister is not old enough to be on this podcast.
Yeah, no, she's not. Sorry, Avery.
That's, yeah. I'm sure she's really cute and sweet, but yeah. 18.
No, you're right.
This is an 18 and up kind of affair.
Yeah.
Except for Lila.
Because Lila hears it all the time.
Yeah, literally us in real life.
Yeah, so yikes.
Plus Mom. Okay, let's be done.
Okay. Cheers to 50 episodes and...
Comment with the champagne emoji.
Oh, yeah, the little, like, click. All right. Bye.
Yikes.
Okay, but I just feel like...
Not as fun that way.
No.
Oh.
Offline. No. Okay. We're not keeping that in there.
No, that's fine. No, sorry. That was wrong.
So funny.